Shir Samach Beis and Psachim by the Rosh Hashanah continued. Beis Sivan Hetov Shem Yom Vav, June 9th, 1986, and Monday continued.
So we see, I mean, from this basis, we see a riot in Tzolaroshna that we see a riot. That doesn't mean the total Rishayim agree with it. But from this basis, we see a riot to Rabbi Salavajina that Likto Lachamishin implies two things. Not only Lachamishin Adobo, but also two whole ones. Because if Lachamishin is only imply double, so, and Shlomo is another Allah because of Kovet Shabbos, because Shlomo is more covered, we see in the Mesachil that the says that we should make the broche, we should make the broche on the whole, and pater the broken one. Why? Because it's more choshe. So Melech is more choshe, so it's more derech covered, so it comes with being covered Shabbos. So I mean, so you have to eat the Shabbos in a covetic way, in a dignified way. No, but if that is the halacha, so then we couldn't say that he has to have two whole ones, since there is halacha. Here is the shayach to say just the rachkovet, because there is halacha of lachameini. It should not be the rachkovet. It should be proper-like, like an oni, dark in the punsa, dark in the punsa. So it's a riot from taste, it's a riot to the bitzel halachina. That Lechem Mishnah implies two things. One, double, two, and one, shlemus. Some melee, so even though there is a loch of Lechem Mishnah, that he has to be put on. But that does not negate the loch of Lechem Mishnah of two shlemus and two shlemus. Some melee, how can you retain both? By taking two and a half. Heil sie aus den Kreis, dem schadeten Jonte. Sie ist so ein Schlocher, weil ich das mache, dass ich immer so ein Schwarz ist, frisch ist, wie ich noch ein Mischne. Heil sie aus den Kreis, dem schadeten Jonte. Die Laboche, wo man eben schon müsse, der Rebbe, wie kein Passag auf Alpes, die so ein Zeh aus den Kreis, Jonte, der Tam, wie Fischo, in der Mischne, ihr Dab, Jonte, So, but maybe the aloha of the Mishnah is aloha in Shabbos. How about Yomte? So he says, no, it's aloha in Yomte Paulus. So, because the man, the double portions of man, they dropped from heaven, so not only in Erev Shabbos, he dropped from heaven, Erev Yomte Paulus. And this is the same thing in Beit. I mean, this is not so posh. The thing is, she is, that the man, the double portions of the man, is so more dropped under the Yom Tov. Because Shon is following the Ato Kiddashto, who berachtu Mikolayami, the Kiddashte Mikolas Mani, so berachtu Mikolayami, means that if it was blessed over and above the other things, the Kiddashte Mikolas Mani, So that means Omer Mechilte, Zmane means Yonte. The Omer Mechilte Pasha Bishalach, Biman Boche, Biman Kitche. In other words, Shabbos was sanctified over and above all the other Zmane. Carried his whole Zmane, but his Zmane was Yonte. So, over and above all the other Zmane, all the other Yonte, in Man, because on Shabbos the man didn't drop. The implication being that in the other's money, this man dropped. So really, this man dropped and not itself. So he did not, a double portion of man did not drop. Every on. So that's mashma, not like Tezish. The only man bought him on Kiche mashma, the only Tev, or the man Yerei, the Chim Yonei, Garab Ruminachem, Yuni. The Arab Yom Tov, all right, so it's a kash. But still, even though it's a kasha from the Mechilta, Tisvis is not chizah. So, the chinuy need. So, what is Tisvis loshin here? Tisvis first loshin Tisvis. What is it? That both brachas have to be made over the pusol. Over the pusol. The chinuy need cannot nachem yobam. Why is he in Yivoni? I don't know. But it's Rav Nachum Yoel. He came from Greece. So, Chil Yonei, Rav Nachum Yivoni, that to make both brachas and the puso. So what is the shite? That there's a cost for the lachem on it. It applies not only to lachem as matzo, but Hamid Lachem Yoretz also. The question is, what the you have to make them because so the answer is it's not just birkesan. Of course it's a birkesan. But you are required to eat a kazayis matzah Pesach night for 2 reasons. One, because of the special mitzvah of Berakhomats, but there is a mitzvah to eat kazayis pas every Shabbos and every Yom Tov night. So why is the Yom Tov Pesach different than any other Yom Tov? And Shavuos night you're also afraid to eat the Kazayis Pas. The Kazayis Pas. So maybe, and naturally, it's Kazayis Pas and Pesach night, it has to be Matzah. It has to be Matzah. And Pesach, it has to be Matzah. So maybe, that's the reason why Mechava says that we have to eat 2 days in Pesach night, right? 2 days. So, and the Rosh should say, one kazayis because, some Dachem would say, one kazayis because of Berakh Matzeis, and one kazayis because of Berakh Samitis. Mr. Buller raises the question. I mentioned it in the Halacha. It's a question, as far as Berakh Samitis is concerned, we have to eat kazayis, we can eat a little bit. So let him eat the kazayis plus not 2 days. The answer is no. It means the mitzvah of Sudas Yonke. Shavuos night you are in the way of eating kazayis. But Shavuos night you eat chometz. Pesach night you have to eat matzah. So mele, because of the halacha of the nation, you eat the schools. So the Mechava Paskins, that you have to eat two tzeisim, not to be mikayim. Both mitzvahs with one chatz, with one chatz. So mele, that's why the first Russian tzeisim, Nachum Yoel, say that both brachas he has to say on the pusuk, because the halacha of lachem eini is the halacha not only in the matzahs, mitzvah of Berakh matzahs, it's also a requirement in the mitzvah of kazayis pasamot. The chino yoni, the rab nachmi yoni, the rab yontev, shoyim gochim hakar rab huso, achri, but then there is another shoyim, achri o yim vore chamitz la shleimo, yihot alach las matz la huso, uvitziach yachir yachar. So the rishi is the tamaiti we say on the shleimo and achilas matz on the push, because the rishi is very reasonable. The halacha of lachameini, we find the halacha of lachameini and shvuos and sukkos. We find the halacha of lachameini pesach. So mele the lachameini is a kiyum in beratzich matz. Not because I pass, as far as Christ pass is concerned. So the mitzvah of Christ pass, Pesach night, is much the same as the mitzvah of Christ pass, Shavuos night, and Sukkos night. But Pesach has to be matzah. But the din of Lachmeni is no shaykh. Some mele, sins as far as the mitzvah of Christ pass is concerned. So it's like Shavuos night, and what do you make the bracha of Hamid Lachmeni or Shavuos night? Sukkot night, and Shleimo, because there is a lot of Lachem Mishneh, of Shleimeis, and Dabur, and so on. So here you also make the bracha on the shleim. Achmel bracha mitzvah shleim, wo got achmas matzla puso, wo bitzia mishteen yachan. Wo bitzia mishteen yachan, vichin abida bo, that's the minigailon. Wo kach, eisin, and what do we do with the shlishis? So today it was the test, why do we need the shlishis? Because Stasis already said that we need the shlishis because we have to have two shleimis over and above the pulsa. But why do we have to eat the shleimis? So he says the meaning is to eat the kirach of the shlishis. In other words, when the time comes and you have to eat the kirach, so you have to take two pieces of matzah and put them over like a sandwich between the two pieces of matzah. So you break it off from the shlishis. In order that every matzah should be involved in its way. It's an agony. You can't face in our shlishis, three hockey and kindness in shlishis. So in this day says, so we only have two shlishis. One lashon, the first lashon, and there's the vishibu, that the meitzi and the meitzi another Ishtani, that is the first Russian thesis, Rabbi Nachum Yonah and Rabbi Yonah. So, the two brochas, both brochas are made on the Pusso, because Lachmeni is a haloche, not only the Techomatzes, but even in the mitzvah of Pas and Yontef. And then the sheet of the Rili, the Meitzi, we make on the Shleimo, and the Achilas Matzo on the Pusso. But the adolescents. The adolescents are mentioned in cases in Brochas, as I mentioned. That's on the test, on the day. How can we be Pesach to be a Hapusa Vizich HaShleimo? So, Tesis Loshin here is at the beginning that, and the Pusa is Mivorech Lachelas Matzo, but Hamitzelach in Oretz, he is Mivorech and the Shleimo. The Keichim Mechmitin Yacha, the Chein, Kdishinira Kibitea La Pusa, the Chein Amnek. I mean, who she takes that? That's the Rishidim. And he says Chein Amnek, and the Psochim says the Chein Amodaba. There's the same expression. But we cannot make both brachas and the pruso because that would be inconsistent with the aloche of the need to have a case in each physical. We discussed it already in the cases, so in connection to the basis of this bone of the dollar, because of the need in each physical. So he says this, he says no, the aloha phenesis is no bearing it. Because Mitzalach Milavas and Rebsanen, and we see that when we make Kiddush Friday night, so we say Bera Prayer. And the bracha of Kiddush, the Shani takes a mitzvah. So on the same wine, not a different cup of wine, we don't take two cups of wine. And then say, Bira Kriya Gefen and this cup. And then Shani says, so another cup. How about the Nisim Shachuret? The answer is, in this sense of this school, it says no bearings on the examen. So here too, why do we say in lasses and leads, in the Machas, not to that is Misa for this. Finally, the Arabic Borges on the end, the Koich of the Stuart, that keeps him born and keeps him with the light. We have Nachem in Dine, or your own last is Haki, or that two songs. Again, I'm Nachem. Also, now what's the Rosh Nier? Also, Mihibonis, I said, it's Mihobot. So it's Mivine, I made a mistake about it. It's not Mjoba. It's Mivine, it's from Vienna. Not Mjoba from Greece. I made a mistake. Okay. Rav Nachman Mivine, we all go as a lap to so. In a shame of war, okay, we still have a mishne. We'll be, now. So far, we have this tasteless. In Broches, the same condition as it is in Tzor. One shita is the shita of David, that makes lechem noretz, makes on the shleimo, and alchilas matzo makes on the puso, and then the shita from Menachem Mivine, and Rabbi Yonkev, the both broches makes on the puso. Then he says here, the Ori, the David himself, had different customs. In different times. The Ori, Oyoribo, Oyoribo, Trio, Birkas Hameitzi, Aushtere, Kayen, Sheipsa, Bakar, so the Ri. So here, Taste says the name of the Ri, that Achri, Oyoribo, Hameitzi, Lashlemo, Vihoda, Achlas Masla, Puso, Ubitsim, Shin Yachat. So that was later in his life, David. But in the beginning, when David was younger, so then his practice was to make the drach of Meitzi and the shleim on the puso. In other words, as we had, you know, three matzahs on top of the shleim, in the middle, puso, at the bottom again, shleim. So you take a hold of the top one and the puso, and say, Baruch HaToa, Hashem, and Kim Malach HaLilom, Hameitz Lechem Noretz. V'Ari O'Yorob Noretz, Kim Berks HaMeitz HaL Shneim, Kim Shiyitza. Then, HaKach Nivor HaKlas Matzo, U'Bitzeya Mishter. And after that, he would say, HaKlas Matzo, Alachilas Matzo, Osan Shneim is Mashma. Vahakach Mivorech Alachilas Matzo, Mishneir, Uvitzea Mishneir, Ahakach, Vein Zechabilis, Meachar Shoreis El Shteir. In other words, so before Tesla says, it's not Chabilis, it doesn't involve the father amazing is Chabilis, but it looks on it. Here I'm saying, maybe, it does involve the question of the nation Sachlus Chilas, in spite of the fact that it's a Birkas Hanen. And it's distinguishable from Birkas Yayin and Birkas HaKiddush. Because here there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is the mitzvah relative of Matzeis, and the other mitzvah is the mitzvah of Kazayis Pas and Yonkev. But since he makes and both, so maybe it's not trying to say the nation is Sachlus Chilas. Gehen sich durch Macha schon jetzt aufstehen. Und kommen, Mordiko, in Abschen, Tukte, für die Rätsel, ich habe es an Minek. But other times, the Lee did not want to deviate from the regular custom. Wo ihr, mit wo ich habe schon mit Chilo an Rätsi, wo ihr bis ich sehe Akzas, wo ihr mit Frido, als ich wo ich habe Puso, ach das Matzo, und bis ich habe mich den Jachat. So other times, the Ri did not want to deviate from the general practice. So the general practice of Rav Yodon was to say, maybe Siyan Shreimo, and Machlas Matzah and the Prusa. So maybe he was holding only the Shreimo, and he said, Achlas Matzah. And then, After he finished saying Haditzi, he made a little break. A little break. I mean, he didn't break off at this, but he made a little break, in the matzah, of the shleima. A little break. And then he took a hold of the puso, and he said, Lach las matzah. Then he managed to walk off from the shleima and the puso. So altogether, Tesis in Shochet, Tesis in Broches mentions three different Rifan. One is like the Minag Eilon to say the Mitzvah Noras and Shlemo and Lachelas Matzo and the Pusa. One is to make both and the Pusa, like Hamunachim Vine, and another meaning is to make it and both, to hold the Shlemo and the Pusa and make the Mitzvah Noras, and then make the Achelas Matzo also. It's three different Ifan, but the other Ifan, the two mentions in Achelas. Tesis doesn't mention Ishike, just the reverse of the Minag Eilon. The general Shite is that's Chokhmashim, that Hamitzvah Noras Al Shleimo, because that's like every other Yom Tov. And Al Achilas Matzo, that is peculiar of Pesach night, so Eretz Yom Tov, and the first, that's the general Shite. So, but there is a Shiras HaRishayim, the two mentions, a Shiras HaRishayim, just the reverse. Just the reverse. The Mitzvah Noretz Dabke on the Puso, and Achilas Matzo on the Shleim. On the Shleim. Now let's see, it's strange, such a Shiras. Why should a Mitzvah Noretz? Why should a Mitzvah Noretz be on the Puso at all? On the Puso at all. The Mitzvah Noretz, that is like every other Yom Tov. Like every other Yom Tov, because I pass. So, every other Yom Tov, there is no halacha of Puso. Now let's see the Russian of two. Vehitel Yadov, Vehika Hakare, Shamatzi, the Seho, Kiseda, Shemicho, Hashlemo, the Mile of Akusu Tachtel, Vivore Halashema, Menzi, Vivza, the Lunich. After which makes a little break, like the other meaning of the Vitalia, two minor. The Vivza, the Lunichal, Ashivore Halapuso, Alachilas Matzo, Vilechal Mishneim Biach, Kazayis Kikolach, Vimeinei Yochel Achel Kishnidis Biachav, Yechal Shalamel Tzitchilo, Vahakein Shalachilas Matzo. So, he supposed, in other words, the ideal thing is to eat both grace and basach, but suppose he can't. So which kazayi should you eat first? So shalameitzi, then shalameitzi means kazayi pas of yom tachim. Shalameitzi tchilo v'hakein shalach las matzo. Umipnei sheyesh mi sheineya, shevorech ala pus hameitzi, v'ala shleim alach las matzo. Just the reverse. That chita is not mentioned in this. But yesh mi sheineya, just the reverse of the minagelo. So that and the Pusa and the Tzi and the Mishlim Achilas Matze Mikach Horei Tzalot Tzidi Shneem Yachishteyem Biyodeh. So he should hold, when he said Hamitzi, he should hold both, because he has to be eating both chickens. Yachashim Yodei Bivor Hamitzi, Velachas Matzon Yad Zeachazeh, Vahakein Yitza Mishnim Yachad V'yeichol Vesey. In ways of reality. That's what it tells us. Now, let's see the Rosh and Mahab. Gitum the Lord, the Borchon to the Dai, the Yikhamas, the Yashin Yahom, Hapusovish, the Ashleyish, the Yikhasan Yode, the Borcham the Isi, the Lachras Nato, the Hakaki Tamash Lemo, the Yeno, the Hapuso, Mishte and Yaha, the Yitbel in the Mela. Now, the Rosh, there is a little shimmy between the Lashon of the Torah and the Lashon of the Mechaber, the way the Mechaber explained it. The Torah says, "Umitnei sheish mishenya, shem borach lapchus amit, v'alashlim lachras matzo, v'kach oreitza loshes yilishneem, yecheshteem yoni, v'yivorach amit, v'alachras matzo, miyad zeach hazeh, v'hakein yivtza mishteem yachad, yechon beseyde." So in other words, now the shikya of the Rosh and the Torah is that he has to have two in head. So he has the top shlemo, the middle pusho, and the bottom shlemo. But, and then he says, in order to be yitzeh all the days, because there is one day that he has to say, yamitzelach minoretz am shlemo, and achilas matzo, and the pusho, and there is another day that he says, you're the reverse. That Hamid Rachim Roretz and the Pusho and Arachilas Matzah and Shlemo. So Mele, the best approach is to be eating both, to hold on to the Shlemo and the Pusho, the Shlemo and the Pusho, and the time of Hamid Rachim Roretz, and to hold on to the Shlemo and the Pusho, the time of Arachilas Matzah. Why does he have to hold on to the Shleimo and the Pusha time of Amizrach and Oretz, because one day he judged the reverse of the other. And why do we have to hold on to the Shleimo and the Pusha time of Achilas Matzeh? Also, to the Yetzir Gol days. But the Torah certainly doesn't require that we should hold on to all the 3 months. The Mechaber doesn't spell it out explicitly, but this is the way the Mogam Rome explained. Mishnah mentioned, Rosh and Machaber is. Dito yabu li yibor echam tersi dayin li, kachamatis kis yashinichom, hapuso bish yashinish, vihi chasam biyode. Hapuso bish yashinish, so how many are there altogether? Three. Vihi chasam biyode, it's mashma, he has to hold on to all the three. Vibor chameitzi velachias macho. Vahakach yifta mashma. But, the Mokafon points out, even though the Mechaba says, so that's mashma that he has divor hameitzi velachias macho. So, superficially it appears that he has to hold on to all the three matzahs by both parts, but that the Mechaba doesn't do. But the proper way, the Bonavon says, and that's the way we do it. The proper way is when he says, Ameitzelach Noretz, he has to hold on to all the three matzahs. But the moment he finishes saying, Ameitzelach Noretz, and he has to start saying, Lachlas Matzah, so he leaves off the Balim Shlemo. And he just keeps on holding on to the top shleimo and the middle pusuk. And he says, "Lachlas matzah." What's this for? So the answer is, the two only mentions he should hold on to both matzahs in the course of Hamitzlach and Horus and in the course of Lachlas matzah. But the Mechaba, it's mashma, he has to hold on to all the three matzahs. Why? Because the Mechaba Shita is like the Rosh and the two. That Lechem Eini is not Mavkiya, does not negate the Aloha of Lechem Ishti. I mean, of both aspects of Lechem Ishti. As Rabbi Tzara Rojma said, in other words, Shleimeis and Dabba. It's only a supplement, so you have to have two and a half. Now, as far as Amitz Lechem and Oretz is concerned, according to the Shita of most Rishen, that Amitz Lechem and Oretz has to be recited on a Shleimo, so it should be recited not on one Shleimo, it should be recited on both Shleimos. When you make a Black Samitzi Friday night, Shabbos morning, so don't we hold on to both Chalas? So here too we have to hold on to both Chalas. But here, hold both Chalas, both Matzahs. The top Shleimo and the bottom Shleimo. But here, holding on to the top Shleimo and to the bottom Shleimo because of Hameitzi or Nadino, because there is a sheet of Yeshen Rain that Meitzi has to be recited that kind of thing. Some very odd Yeshen that sheet too. We have to hold on to all the three. In the same way as you hold on to both Chalas, every Shabbos and every Yom Tov. So here too we have to hold on to all the three. To both Shleimes, like every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, to both Shleimes we hold on. And to the Pusa also because of the Sheet of Yeshen. But the Mechon puts out, even though the Mechaber doesn't spell it out, once he finished reciting the Brocha of Hameitzi, and he has to start reciting the Brocha of Achilas Matzo, so he should leave off the Baruch Shleimo, but this is what Mechaber means, because there is no reason in the world as to why he should hold on to the Badum Shleimo in the course of Achilas Matzah. In the course of Amis Lachim Noretz, yes, because there is a Shita Veishenim that Amis Lachim Noretz is to be recited Dabke and the Purusa. But Achilas Matzah, the Badum Shleimo Mechadim said, why? Why? There's no purpose. So this is what the Rambam says in Chayodon, in the Rav Shulchanor, they are all the Mishnah Berurah. They all mention that's the idea of it. In other words, in the course of Amitz Lachim Noretz, you hold on to the tree. And so the top Shleimo, bottom Shleimo, like every other Yom Tov. Because of Lechem Mishnah, so merely you have to hold on. You have to hold on to the top Shleimo, bottom Shleimo. And to the Pusha, you have to hold on. Because of the Shita Beis Shemurim, that Lechem Eini implies Dabke that we should say,
yes. But according to the Yeshomim, that the Vati has to be in the Pusa, so the Alachil Asmato has to be in the Shlema.
That's right, yes.
So what would be the husband in that? Why
should so you hold on, she holds on to the Pusa and the Shlema, so you want to check.
No, but no, I'm saying is according to that Shita, so you have to hold on during the Alachil Asmato is onto the Shlema.
That's right, but we don't know.
But I understand, but according to that Shita, what's the husband? Why do you have to hold on to the why do you. Why should the Alachil HaMatzah is one of the Lechemoni, so why should you need to have to hold on to the Tat Matzah, to the Matzah Shlomi? You should only have to hold on to the... To
so if I'm naive, we have to be sure that the Alachil is like this, we're saying that Lechemoni is only being killed in variety of Matzah, so we wouldn't have to hold on in the course of Alachil HaMatzah to the Shlomi. But we don't know.
So
maybe the Alachil is like the Asian that Lechemeni is a locher dapke, is a kiln dapke in the mitzvah of Kazai's path.
So this sheet of the Magen Avraham is
because the Mechaber is righteous.
Yeah, this sheet of
even the Torah is righteous for us.
But this, the fact that we're choshesh to hold on to the Tat Matzah during the Brach, to the Pusa, during the Brach of Hamotzi, that's because of the sheet of Rabbi Menachem, the young Rabbi Yontef, that's the reason.
But the reason is why we hold on to the Pusa.
That's because of that Shita?
No, not because of Rav Nachman Yehuda. According to Rav Nachman Yehuda, both brachas have to be recited. What did he say? So he says, Hakel al Prusa.
Yeah, but to this Shita holds it, you don't have to make the bracha before it's Matzah al Prusa. Has to be
no, that's right.
I don't understand the Shlema.
If we had been sure by Rav Nachman Yehuda, then we would only hold on to the
Pusa. Is there, is the Shita would hold that you make the Alachil HaSmatzah, you make the Motzi on the Shlema, on the Shlema?
Yeah.
No, you make the Motzi on the Pusa, and you make an Alachil HaSmatzah on the Shlema.
That's the Yeshayim.
What's the Hezbo for the Yeshayim?
Oh, 1 second, I'll discuss it. What's the Hezbo for the Yeshayim? Yeah, we'll discuss it. Now, the Gemara mentions various halachas of lechemen. One halach of lechemen is ma lechem sheinu don haf. What is that something else? Lechemen ma oni dagri pus or kamer pus. Or lechemoni ma oni humasit ishteika kamer humasit ishteika. But there is other halachas of lechemen. In other words, the fact that you cannot eat in being kind of mitzvah or be'arach with the matzah is with the matzah shir. Because it's not lechemen. Matzah shir. What is matzah shir? Matzah shir means if it was nirish, let's say an egg matzah. It was nirish in the pears. If it was nirish in the pears. So, then, or in Peresel Mayim, assuming that it's alright on me to mix Mayim in Peres. That's Matashio. So Matashio is no good to Pesach Mayim. Also because of the Aloche of Lachmi. So the Ma'al Paul says, mentions a very remarkable piece of this law. Suppose a Jew does not have any water mat, only an egg mat. So we tell him, you have to eat an egg mat and make brocha lachos matzot, because he says, there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is better than the mat. Insofar that it's a tradition about it. Insofar as the mitzvah of Berach of Matzah is concerned, so there's a great difference whether it's Nirish Mayim or Nirish Mayim many periods, even if it's like Hashir, you are still the kind of mitzvah. You are still the kind of mitzvah of Berach of Matzah. But there's another mitzvah of Lachamel, so So maybe Atar Shiva, you will not be the kind of meat from Lachmeni, but Lachmeni is separate meat from Mahamukhsa. It's not the halacha in Vayakya Hamas. It's not the prerequisite in Vayakya Hamas. It's separate meat there. So it's two meats there, it's two meats of the rice. One meat of the rice is Vayakya Hamas, and the other meat of the rice is Lachmeni. So if a Jew doesn't have a watamate, but he has an atashino, so he has to be kind of integral of matzahs, and he can make the broche of Rachel's matzah also. It's a big finish. So, according to Maraudi Prog, so the Eretz Yisrael matzah, I mean, a lechem eni in the separateness, it has nothing to do, it doesn't define the mitzvah of Berat Yalmaz. It's separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. Now, so currently, the Yesh Emel in the Torah, the Yesh Emel in the Torah. Now, there will be, so the Yesh Emel in the Torah, who say, just the reverse of the Shita of most Hashem. The general Shita is the Shita of the Rebbe. Alright, even though certain times in his lifetime he had another minute because he wanted to be eater of the days, but his general shite was that Tamit Rachel Norah Tzimek HaMishremo and Rachel's Matzah on the first. So the shite of the Rebbe was, the Tlachan Eni is a deal, is a key of the Berat Yehomatis. Now, the Berat Yehomatis, so that has to be Pusuk. That Pusuk. Not Abit Tlachan Eni, that's because of Kadais Pasayot. Kadais Pasayot. So, Shikyo Bishin Miri, in other words, to a certain extent, like around the clock. But it doesn't mean that we have to agree with around the clock. To a certain extent, like around the clock. Just as around the clock says, in respect to Matzah Shio, that it's a separate mitzvah, and the mitzvah there at the Matzah is one, can be Mikhail, even with the Matzah Shio. But there is another mitzvah of Lechem Eni. So Lechem Eni, he cannot even carry in with the Matzah Shio. So we should hear also that Lechem Eni is a separate mitzvah. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah there of the Matzahs. It has nothing to do with the Matzahs of the Matzahs. So separate mitzvah applies that care to the mitzvah of Chazal's Matzahs. There was only a separate mitzvah. In other words, Three mitzvahs, a mitzvah of eating Kazayis Matzah, mitzvah Berat Yehomatis, and then a mitzvah of eating a Kazayis Pas because of COVID name of Yom Teh, like every Yom Teh and every Shabbos, and then a third mitzvah of eating Lachmen. That's not the start. So in other words, just as the Maharal Fox said, that Lachmen is a separate mitzvah, so the new chamber in the two also agreed that it is separate mitzvah. But we already have two mitzvahs, one Berat Yehomatis and one Kol Bene, Chazayis Pas, and third mitzvah of Lechem Eni. That's not. So in other words, it's a separate mitzvah, and the separate mitzvah is descriptive of the mitzvah of Chazayis Pas. In other words, the Kazayis Pas HaYomtev that is made every Yomtev, but it has a special peculiarity. The Kazayis Pas HaYomtev has to be Lechem Eni. Has to be Lechem Eni. The Kazayis Pas HaYomtev, in other words, the mitzvah of Kovid Eni. Kazayis Pas HaYomtev, that's because of Kovid Eni. Well, like Kovid Eni is because of Mishai, but this is a Gerayse. So it comes with the Kokinish, because Rashi in Kumesh, and that's this tree. We consider it Shilachem. Kacheo b'machal v'mishke b'kshishnitio v'tzir. That's what Rashi says. And you continue. So what do you mean machal mishke? Machal v'machal means kazayis katz. Some melee, that's called melee. So in other words, Kobi Benek is mentioned in the novel, but the novel Rashi Lechav is the whole, so I've been more as many times. But in novel Rashi Lechav is the whole, and we look at the delay, Vosi Cheskov Asko Hakko, so Yishaya Novi is really reiterating the halach of Mikotetesh, of Kobi Benek, of Mikotetesh. So according to the Rishonim, it's not that there are three separate ones. One mitzvah being mass, the earth mass. Another mitzvah of being lechemim. A third mitzvah of hypocrisy. I mean, if we say still are there, then applying the water of the nation is still less. So the next result would be that one has to eat 3 days in Pesach night. There is no such thing as 3 days. The Mechava nation is 2 days. 3 days, who mentions 3 days? The answer is the separate, the new mitzvah of Lachmeni is descriptive of the mitzvah of the peculiar character. Pesach night. So the mitzvah kodesh of Kobe Beinik has to manifest itself. Dachke Nini Lachman. Because we became Nechel and Chayyar Yerah Zat and Yosef Mitzrayim, that's why we have to act like pauperous. We are not in it. When we get a mishkash pauper. So the mitzvah of mitzvah kodesh of Kobe Beinik Pesach night has to be realized in the form of life. That's why he says that the mitzvah and holiness is on the Kutzot and Beretek and Matzis. Beretek and Matzis is the Mishlemo. Why Beretek and Matzis is after Mishlemo? After Mishlemo, so you can remember, as far as the human mitzvah of the Arab Tehu Matzeis is concerned, can be kind of finished right away, can be kind of with the Puto, can be kind of even if you want it. You need to make sure that somebody is open in a chair and cannot keep in pieces, so you can grind the Kadais Matzeis and eat it a ground for to basically off a bowl the last few years, so you couldn't eat. So they used to grind from the mass and made it like small tiny little pieces of mass as far. But since there is no special aloha of pusha in Beretekumatis and of pusha in Beretekumatis and he can be kindness. He can be kind of with the Pusho and the Shoyma, even with Matzina, he can be kind of. But, so really, it's a Mitzvah Mufra to hear the Shoyma. It's a Mitzvah Mufra to hear the Shoyma. In other words, just as it is a Mitzvah Mufra to learn it, to hear the Shoyma, even though it's not the Nachin Gassim, still, it's not. Even though it's enjoyable, but if it's an influence from the extra, then it's not a Mitzvah Mufra. So here too, if it's not a Shleimo, it's not a Mitzvah Mufra. Yes.
Can't you say that since you don't necessarily need it to be a Shleimo, since you don't need to be a prusa, so you should have a Shleimo, it's not the din of Betzia. I mean, say a pastor should have a Shleimo, it's better to betay a Shleimo.
This is the time to ask a way of but why would you have to need the water that key? Why would you have to need the water that key? And the understand both of the matter, that kind of thing. So it could be by combining the being of nature with ideas. In other words, if the inner mind could do a kind of answer to, but then it will involve the problem of nature with ideas. And they are ashamed to say that even though we want to understand it, it still involves so you can say it, as you say, because of the relations to God. So not only because of the nature of God, but because of the nature of the Spirit's happiness. In order not to tie the needs there with the same headset, some neighbor he has to make the work of God. Let's not understand. But if you make that kind of push too, so that will be inconsistent. So we don't have to say you can do it. So why do we object? Omar Ramam Shinka, either Sambo, Punjna, or Nis. I just said Shinka, Rafa Hazes, Kosha, the age of the act. I found here also says, Rafa Hazes, Kosha, the age of the act. But before the Rashbam, we feel that mentioning the other child, the last child, means it all. Omar Abbas, Kapit Jose Hamid. Kapit Jose, Misha of Hazaras, the whole of Mishpila Kapit. So, he's taking it well. So, what should we do? What's the medication? We have told me about it. In other words, he has to be delayed. Kapit Hamid. Kaos. Suppose we say Radish, and Radish might also be recommended. So what we say is, yes, Radish doesn't mean Mamish post. Radish means something that is damaging, so it has a certain substance. But we don't say that. So, if we eat Radish, and we got, and we have to drink, so what's the therapy? Cows, leaks. After the cows, suppose they eat leaks in the first. So, we should drink hot water, tea. After the cooler, suppose he was hurt by other objects. So, hati is a very good. Kape, the kule, and hoche, until he drinks enough hot water to be cured from the sickness, name a hoche, kape, the hino. I remember you, un shot no satman, no seich, no seven dollars, un tamme, and the Dorosan army, what is it? It sounds very strange. It's very strange. Lach. I need to be allowed to mention an explanation. In other words, if somebody gets hurt, so now let's say, according to the Rachja, that couple in connection with the Hazaras, it doesn't mean the sun, but it means above. Some may lay that cutting connection with the relish, the honey or calcium leaks also means the bulk. That it could be that key, bulk, hamish, bulk, that is visible. So it can be richer, So in other words, maybe present any bulk, so I'm certain that you can look here one kind of bulk and the other. And other vegetables, you have another kind of bulk. So, the dollars of the bulk should not, it doesn't mean a number of children. So what's the number of children? That is, it's the bulk the germ reproduces. So, when a certain germ of a bulk is very damaging to the health, so it needs wider energy because it's not sterile. If it had been sterile, it wouldn't be damaging because it reproduces. But, when by highly reproduced, they have to have a certain culture, a certain nutrient. So I think that the shed matter has reference to the reproduction of the bug. And copy the bug. It's regenerate. It might be a microscopic bug too, you see. So there's the children, that it reproduces. Tanya Kalose, you know, the brother-in-law, is not a child. But it's a nutrient. It's like a culture. In order to reproduce, so you must have a certain culture, certain nutrients. So in other words, so why is it important? In order to say it, so I feel embarrassed in telling that I'm involved with Chinese doctors and all kinds of doctors. We do all kinds of things. So the latest thing that I do is so-called meditation, not Chassid Shalom, the meditation of the Indians, Chassid Shalom. But it's a different kind of meditation. And it helps. I mean, if you think that the doctors, Dr. Matthews, told me to do that. So he's a very good doctor and he's very smart. In other words, to meditate. What does it mean to meditate? So the best to meditate means to concentrate on my condition in a relaxing manner. In other words, if I concentrate on my condition and I become think, oh, I'm so sick, it's a new line trick or has shown it's not good. But if I concentrate my condition and then I start thinking this is good and that is good and so on. So there is a combination of concentration and relaxation, in other words. When I do the Shia, I don't have faith. When I do the Shia for 2 hours, I don't have faith, nothing. I don't feel pull, I don't feel burns, I don't feel anything. Why? Because I concentrate. But, so in other words, so the best cure should be just to concentrate upon her, that's the best cure. Louis also such way for the body to burn. But when you concentrate on something profound, so then you can't relax, you can't combine concentration with relaxation. It's something profound and sometimes there is one point you don't understand. So then you become tense. So in other words, what is important for certain diseases, especially neurological diseases, a combination of concentration with relaxation. So, of course, Louis also has a because of other ones. They told me that it's the best for a neurological sickness. So in Bhagavad Gita learning is the best therapy. That's my best therapy. It's my best therapy. But the Nitya-Kyo Vahyashwaras. So a human being couldn't combine, you know, a maximum concentration with a maximum relaxation. One has to be again, I mean, to be able to combine and increase again, a higher body again, but to have a higher concentration, actually. So I heard it from certain meetings years ago, 50 years ago, how meeting of the high inclusion of high as young men. So many times when we meet here, and if something was not finished, you know, this year, had to figure out. So many times, one time, at the time, it was very late, and we found this night. So they sent out some community to go to the time's home to see why he's not there. So then it was knowledge. So one of the community went to his home, so he saw the time that he was standing near he had in the streets. They had certain, sometimes they had a big post, you know. A big post, you know. He was standing near the post, and he was known, and he was thinking. He was so, this is the first time I heard it from Tom, 50 years ago. So, a big day, he was a Talmud of Akhaim in those years, you know. Akhaim was a young man. So, he was so absorbed in the Shia that the Chaim was didn't feel that somebody was with him. He was so absorbed. And he was so tense. He saw the veins from the Chaim were protruding. And such thorough concentration. Just thorough concentration. So then the time that Ryan Chin in Shia, so he says, in Zaki, I mean, part of the Shia, or after was Parelli, it's in America. So the veins were protruding from the heart. So in other words, the greater the person is, because if the more tension, the concentration of the heart, because it's not so easy, you know, to find out the truth. So, of course, who is a Rosh Hashanah for the Bible? But when you concentrate, you couldn't have maximum relaxation. You couldn't have maximum relaxation. So, you attempt. That's why when I start walking, I couldn't concentrate. Why couldn't I concentrate? Because when I walk, I am laboring under fear, and I fall down too. When I sit down, I'm not afraid. But when I walk, so I labor under fear, and I fall down. So I'm not relaxed. So I mean, I couldn't concentrate something else. But it's something light. So that you could concentrate. So the idea of meditation is you should meditate upon your own sickness and upon your own organs. In other words, you feel tense. So you feel tense. And I feel it pull. So I should scope. And sometimes I feel tension pulling in the neck, sometimes the head, and mostly I mean the leg and the arm. So I should scope and each organ separately. Each organ separately. And then mention. And I was told that I should even verbalize it because it has a relaxing effect when you verbalize it. So it says, I'm scoping, I'm scoping. That's how I was advised. I'm scoping on my neck. The neck feels very tense, but as I'm relaxing now, so it becomes loose. And it does become loose. So, he watched me while I was coping, and he said he saw that that there are no holdings in the fire, as I was told. So how is it explained today? Today is explained with a new theory. The theory is that besides the Talmud, there are the hyperthalamus. And that could be the pshat in the Gemara. So there is a hyperthalamus. The Talmud is in the obscure part of the brain. Hyperthalamus is that's the reclinable theme of the brain. The hypothalamus constantly produces endorphins, a certain kind of endorphin, the newest theory, endorphin. And this is how they explain acupuncture. Because acupuncture, when putting needles in the organism, so that activates the thalamus and it activates the hypothalamus. When they put needles in my organism, in the thyroid, in the connection, everywhere, so then I feel a powerful electric current passing through my body, because effectively the needle itself is in such a way that it activates the thalamus and the hypothalamus. So there is a powerful electric current passing through your body, not on the left side of your body, but the right side of your body also. So as the thalamus and the hypothalamus are activated, so then the hypothalamus begins to produce more and more of a certain chemical called endorphin. And the endorphin reduces the pain. Now there is a case of one person who was participated in a marathon, and he ran over 1,000 miles, and then after running the 200 miles, he still had over 600 miles to cover. So he fractured his leg, and everybody saw it, and everybody thought he would stop running. But he was so absorbed in the marathon, the later kind of absorbed in the alpha. So that person was absorbed in the marathon. See, but one thing, this marathon is not something weak, it's something very, very light. So he was so absorbed in the marathon, and he concentrated so much, and he was happy. It was concentration, maximum concentration, coupled with maximum relaxation, because, you know, he didn't feel frustrated, because as he began to run, so he felt stimulated, and everybody knew all of us at one hit, you know, and so he felt so encouraged and so stimulated. So he combined maximum, I mean, this is how scientists explain this fact. So as he observed the thousands of people, you know, chilling, you know, he's running ahead of everybody, so he felt so stimulated, so encouraged, that he was able to combine maximum concentration with maximum relaxation. That it produces a maximum of endorphin. And there's a maximum of endorphin that is produced that eliminates the pain. How the production of endorphin eliminates pain, that they don't know. As a matter of fact, I even read an article by a certain scientist that was written years ago. It was written in the 1930s, a certain scientist. So he wrote an article, and he said that the Dini Shchita of the Torah, when you cut the piece of money, this money, so that is conducive to the production of a lot of endorphin in the animal's brain. And the animal, as a result of Shchita, feels a minimum of pain. A minimum of pain. Also because of the endorphin. As a matter of fact, there is a Shua mentioned to Dr. Matthews, and he said, you know, you can mention it to a person who thinks he's a big intellectual because he has a degree, but he doesn't know anything, you know, of these theories. So we laugh at it, like all of us can laugh at it. The Shua says, you need to know that he has a Kabbalah, that all those who went on Kiddush Hashem, the medieval ages, but Unless you need to get them, you need to talk to them. They need to feel the heart of all them. The heart they tell them. So, salvation, maybe because you are so absorbed in the needs of Jesus Hashem, and you are happy with it. As Habakkuk said, call your mind. So, he was very. What's happy? I mean, he combined maximum concentration with maximum relaxation. If an ordinary person could combine maximum concentration with maximum relaxation in connection with the character and why, because thousands of people are cheering that he's ahead of everybody. So it's kind of a humble that he could combine maximum concentration with maximum relaxation when he was sailing his skin in a straight shoulder, and why couldn't that be possible? So they didn't feel anything. I mentioned that to Dr. Matthews. He said, of course, it's very simple. It's very simple. And he said he's going to mention it to the other doctors, you know. But he has studied these things in Dr. Matthews. So, some melee, this could be, that's why it's important to meditate and to scope, you know, upon various parts of the body and to say, well, I'm relaxing and this will make it feel loose, and then I do feel loose, you know, by saying that, you know, I do feel loose. This might be, something has to do with that. In other words, by verbalizing, the Chiyon Allah will show not to you. I remember when I'm going, you know, to use the Hakiyu and the other things. So the Mele will come to Kalosayuk. So that has an effect in Chiyon. A blessed one of the King of Amit, my Mitzvah of the Yema, Zechal Tapua, the Rabbi Chiyon Allah, Zechal Tit, because Zechal Tapua, she yield his ashes, she will yield his Neem from the way at it, she had given it to me, the Sita has a black love here. That's bound. In that state, she was named the way at it, she had given it to me, the Sita has a black love here. The day is known as a holy feet. Oh, my body is a toy, clear, means he has to put in, it's all the clear, he has to mix in a ground effort. It's all the smooth clay, and he has to put in ground nuts. The clay, he has to put in ground apples, the whole tapua. It's all the smooth clay, and he has to mix in, you know, ground nuts, the whole tea. Taika was the way, and tabi, the whole, I mean, nuts, not only, the smooth clay, not nuts, nuts, and also, you know, cinnamon, you know, these things, you know. So, So, that isn't that strange? I mean, if you ask any child or any grown up, any Hebrew teacher, anybody, any world, will ask you, how many kashas are there? Four kashas. What are the four kashas? So the first kash is Shepholos, and it comes from Matzor, Azekul Matz. The second kash is Shepholos, and it comes from Shepholos, and it comes from Shepholos. The third kash is So the forecast, but according to Ashtya, in the first Russian, in the Rajvan, they are not four kashas, they are five kashas. Let's look now at the Rajvan. The Hana Ben Shirazami, Kamins Giske Shemi, Ha Ben Shirazami, Imu Chochom, Man Shtan Akshav Shemitzi, Ki Shemi, Ki Vachilehe. So that's the first kasha. And then you have four kashas. So who says that there are four kashas? There are five kashas. Mention to someone, I think you are crazy. So there are five kashas. The first kasha is, Manishan Hanasin Kualayis. How is it that all the Alamaritus don't drink cups of wine? And today, tonight, we drink cups of wine. Second kashi is Shep Alel Tamir Mokhutsumato, Zikurinato. The third kashi is Shep Alel Tamir Mishalimokita, Zim Hore. The fourth kashi is Shep Alel Tamaduah Lamecho, Azeshivomi. The fifth kashi is Shep Alel Tamir Mishi, Sudanakonosan, five kashis and four kashis. According to Rashi, in the first Russian Kumarima, they even keep it in the Rabbi of Yaki. When they serve the second course. The first course is in the best, because every Friday night, every Monday night, you feel like it comes Kiddush. First course is Kiddush. But the second course, that's something unusual. So he can't. So the second pshat is no, it's not. We can't have been shared, but we can't have been shared. You don't need to gain right there now. No cash. So there is another post. So it's really not. We can't have been shared, but we can't have been shared. We can't have been shared. It's just interesting. You know, there are some who give out who is it? Stands out. More than the Buddhists. Stands out to somebody else, more than Buddhist. So it's interesting how he puts in Buddhist, whether he puts it together or he puts it safe. That's why I don't believe in being naked anymore, because one has to be, a bigger to know how to be naked, and sometimes, according to one shot, you'll be naked this way, and according to another shot, you'll be naked that way. I mean, this is an example. So, it's interesting to see how is Naki. Where is Naki? Was it Tere? Or is Naki Jumukata? I'm sure Naki Jumukata. I'm sure. But, according to Nikut of the Pater, so then there are no four kashas, but five kashas. So it's still only available. On one hand, they are Naki Jumukata, and the other hand, they only talk of four kashas. They are Naki Jumukata. We have to talk about five kashas, not four kashas, but four kashas. What was the barbicher in the four kashas? Just the sheen, the zebra, or they had more than four kashas?
Only four kashas.
Only four kashas. But the sheen or zebra? I mean, which is the first one? Okay, alright, so it's how the chronological order, according to the Bible. In other words, because we say Shekhova means we say Onayichun Chomitza Lazarus Shekhova means Onayichun Shoyorokis Halaylazeh Noreh Shekhova means Onayichun Matun Chomechos. I think that the Matun Chomechos comes before the Kasher of Shoyorokis anymore, because it follows based upon the laws of whatever is not involved, right? Anyway. So here he says, the Han Haben Sheer. So it's not become, but became Haben Sheer. The king is lost on me. Rina Dino Shri Sheer with the first Shri, Manishan. Not according to last chart in the first chart in the Rajvan. So it means that it's that the Kama Demshayel, he asks who asks. The first Kashin immediately asks the other Kashins as well. So altogether there are five Kashins. So according to Rashi in the first chapter of Rashbam, instead of four Kashins, there are five Kashins. Alright, so the Kama Demshayel. So the Shilon, the Mindaz, the Ben, of the Milande, Manishah, Zinka, Lele, Shephalil, so you come to Mata, Zinka, and Mata, Shephalil, so you come to Mata, Zinka, and Mata, Shephalil, so you come to Bush, of course, the Mabais, the old five caches, the old Mamish five caches, because they're the Mata. And that means, according to us, Shephalil, the first Russian Christ bombs, the Mabais, the old six caches. Shavuot, we have got a soul, Shavuot, Bushar, the Kuru soul. Shavuot is not dealing in Chayorim Tabu, but we have to give us more than that. In Magdina, in Kamehaza, the Shikomi, Dait Shabeno, the Nuamde, must be used in San Mishach, the Jewish Maram, the Vidoria, the Nuamde, 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 Sie haben die Schnittung gehabt, von den Schieden, die das hat er gesagt, Schieden, sie haben sie eben. Manche Leute sind alle, ich habe es mir gebracht, alles von Master Robbe, und ich schick alle, so in mein Bild verlangt, und du kommst hin und ich sage dir, wie du lebst, wie du lebst. One time you get, habe ich sie nicht, hallo, mein Gott. Schepphalus, Hayam, Fayat, Latuka, Mayak, Masra, Safre, Kidjugel, Dabje, Hayam, Chayak, Sheikh, Yom. But this is only, it's a chair to make it. So it's not Chayak, Sheikh, Yom. Elom, Rafsafre, Tanim, and Dilatuka, Mahra, Zeshi, Omi, Masra, Lutu, Sayam, Mishpa, Malibu. Rabbanan is really that the Guru Moya the same, which will not have heard in the Guru. So the Guru explained that in this day was another, it's a simple chapter. Of course, there couldn't be another chapter. So what does it mean? Because there are two kinds of chairs, chairs abut and chairs hanekesh, material and physical freedom and spiritual freedom. So there were two kinds of shibudim. There was a physical and material enslavement, and there was a spiritual enslavement. So Rav says, Rav emphasizes in the doing what I was saying. That is the spiritual bondage. And Shmuel emphasized the physical bondage. Now there's a machleik l'shem. Some machines say that there is a machleik in Rabbi Shmuel, and some machines say there is no machleik. But ma'am chode ma'am chode v'loy kriyim. This is more mistaken. Why should there be a machleik in it? Omer Rav Nachman lo avdei. Rav Nachman said to his servant, "Avru mochli mo lechirus v'yoy v'kavsku itav v'moy v'yoy v'yoy." So Rav Nachman said to his servant, he can ever enslave his servant, his master, and he's liberated him. And in addition, he gave him a lot of a big bonus. He gave him a lot of silver and gold. So what is the servant, the slave, supposed to say? Omalei boyla duye ulishmuchay. The slave should be grateful to him. Omalei. So Rav Nachman said to his servant, Dore potat me manishtano. It's not even the litany of saying manishtano. So I can start saying, because I'm all over me. Now the question is, this way may be pretty, you know, all I need to say, and it wasn't just this question, but this question now at the beginning of many questions. But there were questions. So I asked the question. But here, the Dore, they ever ask a single question of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is Dore. And Dore gave an answer, not a question. So why the Talmud Yom HaMishtana? After all, it has to be in the form of an answer to questions. How do you say that? That's the answer we have to be. Not just to be a lecture, and it is his heart, but it has to be in the form of answers to questions, in the form of questions and answers. But here, the rabbi didn't ask any question. The rabbi didn't ask any question. So if the rabbi, etc., Nachman, you cut off me from saying, man, fine. Then we understand it. But Rav Nachman said to the rabbi, you cut me. The rabbi didn't ask the question. The rabbi gave an answer. So I used to cut me and understand it. But I think that it's a very fundamental, didactic lesson in this Gemara. In other words, Chaim says, one of the differences, he says, there is mitzvah sphere of tzias mitzvahim, and there is mitzvah pshita tzias mitzvahim. Sphere of tzias mitzvahim may get there, and
child will be allowed and ask these four questions. But
Why don't we teach him? Why don't Chachamim hire to teach the child all the way we also teach the four kashas? So that's already a result of the kashas that were stimulated and manipulated so that the child should ask him. But why don't Chachamim say him? We should have spoken to kashas and we don't come. Of kashas. The answer is, when will it be of didactic value if the child will be stimulated? So, if you teach a child, that doesn't mean the child is stimulated. You can teach a child everything. You can teach him about pay, 15 shnayim school, but that doesn't mean, well, that will also stimulate him. But the best way is, in order that the answers should have the maximum effect, to stimulate the child. What one of the best ways to stimulate the child is to allow the curiosity of the child, so the child asks. But there is a higher form of stimulating the child. Or it will not give the child by stimulating him so much that not only the child will ask, the child will be patient to have answers. It's better. But not that the child is so small that he could be allowed to be answers. So that every child could be stimulated only to an extent of asking, but not to the extent of being answers. But if the child has a very high IQ, a very high IQ, and so very intelligent, then the child could be stimulated not only to ask, he could be stimulated to be devoted. Because devotion, as a matter of fact, in the old days, when he had it, he had it, and knew the Talmud, so he used to stimulate the Talmud not by arousing his curiosity so that the Talmud should ask good questions, but by presenting good questions to the Talmud and stimulating the Talmud should give answers. I mean, the Mishnah Yehud should tell the Mishnah, the Mishnah Yehud was working for a time, and the time was very impressed with his ideas. So he told kind of stories that the Chaim has been this kasha about later and that kasha about the taste. And the major there, as a young boy, he was so stimulated that he gave some of the things to them. So, in other words, so it's not a prerequisite of giving an answer to questions. In other words, the